from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, September 16th. Coming up, a conversation with the incoming executive director of the Champaign County Forest Preserve District. Lori Pearson will discuss her goals for the district and more coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A massive energy and climate plan to put Illinois on a path to 100% clean energy by 2050 is now law after Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature yesterday. Hannah Meisel has more.
The law will phase out reliance on fossil fuels for power in favor of renewable energy. But that renewable energy will come at a cost to ratepayers and businesses who will subsidize wind and solar projects through added fees on their power bills. The average customer will pay at least a few more dollars per month, though estimates vary and businesses will pay more. But House Speaker Chris Welch says not enacting a climate plan would also come at a major cost.
Climate change is real. Our planet cannot wait. The lives of all of our children were at stake.
Customers will also pay more to prop up three of Illinois' aging nuclear plants, which threaten to close down without action from Springfield. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Child care providers and families will soon be eligible for more state aid as the COVID-19 pandemic grinds on. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced on Monday that parents on the job market could apply for up to 3 months of child care funding while they're looking for work. He says the new programs would build on child care successes from earlier in the pandemic.
We put forward relief grants to the hardest hit providers, and 98% of the centers that we've supported remain open and serving children.
Child care workers will also be eligible for bonuses of up to $1,000. Illinois is also making another round of grants available to child care employers worth $300 million. The governor also highlighted that Illinois saw 30% fewer child care providers close last year than in previous years. Yesterday was the deadline for University of Illinois students, staff, and faculty to request to be exempt from the university's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. University officials say more than 1,600 members of the campus community have asked to opt out of vaccinations. U of I spokesperson Robin Kaler says most of the requests, about 1,300, have come from students. That's about 2% of the student body at UIUC. Princess Aguilar, a senior advertising student, says she thinks these exemptions pose a risk to the campus.
I'm from the Philippines, and even getting here, I had to get vaccinated. We get vaccinated for school, even before that, and even to travel. So I think it's kind of ridiculous that people think they can just get religiously exempted from getting the vaccine.
But just submitting an application does not exempt someone from the vaccine. Kaler says medical exemptions are judged by the university's McKinley Health Center, while requests for religious exemptions go to the Dean of Students' office. She says the university does not yet have numbers on how many exemptions have been granted. Published reports say two Champaign schools were on lockdown yesterday afternoon following reports of shots fired nearby. Champaign police confirmed there were no injuries. Around 1:45 yesterday, officers responded after reports of numerous rounds of gunfire north of Centennial High School. No one was injured. The high school and nearby Jefferson Middle School were on lockdown, but that was lifted around 2:45 p.m., according to the News Gazette and WICS-TV. Police are still looking for the person who fired the shots. Just last week, a school bus in Champaign was hit by gunfire after a dispute between two other vehicles. No one inside the bus was hurt in that incident. Still to come, we'll talk with the incoming executive director of the Champaign County Forest Preserve District about her goals for the district. My conversation with Lori Pearson is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Champaign County Forest Preserve District has chosen a new executive director. Lori Pearson will begin her new role on September 27th. She comes to the Forest Preserve District from the city of Urbana, where she most recently served as Community Development Services Director. Pearson replaces Mary Ellen Woolner, who's retiring after 14 years with the district. I spoke with Pearson yesterday, and she says many things about this position appeal to her.
So much, really. So the position really requires strong organizational leadership skills. I've spent the last couple of decades really developing those skills, working for various government agencies. So I have a lot of experience with public service and leading public service organizations or departments. So then what this role does is it allows me to combine that those strengths that I have really with the passion that I've had for the natural world since childhood. So I've always enjoyed both being in and around nature and then also protecting it. So I feel this role is just a great combination, and I'm really thrilled that I'm able to combine these two things and really do great work for the district.
As you kind of look at the Forest Preserve District going forward, I'm curious, you know, maybe what are some goals you've identified that you'd like to accomplish during your tenure?
Well, right now the district is we have a strategic plan, a 2020 to 2024 strategic plan that we're working our way through. So that plan does a number of things, including it sets the mission. So I'll read that mission for you, because that really encompasses all of our goals, I think. To protect Champaign County's natural and cultural resources and inspire people to care for, enjoy, and explore their natural world. So all of the little specific goals that help to accomplish that mission really is what we're all working on. So top of that, of course, is maintenance of these wonderful areas. And that's going to be a little bit easier now because of the generosity of the voters in approving the tax referendum last year.
Yeah. And that kind of leads me to something else I was going to ask you about, just what the impact of that has been so far that you've been able to see.
Well, the impact of the tax referendum, I mean, it's a game changer. It really is. And I truly do want to thank the voters for approving that tax referendum. I want to thank everyone that worked on that to get that passed. That campaign was happening late summer, early fall, and into fall 2020, of course, during the pandemic, prior to having vaccinations and great testing in some locations. So it was really a challenge to get the word out, to spread the message about why it is so important to have these funds. And the reason it's so important, these funds are so important for us, is because we have so many wonderful places to protect. And frankly, we didn't have the funds to do it appropriately, adequately. We didn't have enough to keep them at the level that people expect to be able to allow folks to explore and to be in spaces safely and to have the amenities that they've always had. So we really needed those funds in order to maintain these beautiful spaces. So there's a number of planning exercises that are happening in order to figure out the priority of all of these 4-year backlog of projects that needed to be completed. So it's underway right now, looking at the capital improvements over the next 5 years. So that planning exercise is underway now, and I'm looking forward to finding out where we are on that and where we'll be moving next. So the board will be discussing those in the months to come.
That's incoming Champaign County Forest Preserve District Executive Director Lori Pearson. She starts in her new position September 27th. You can find a longer version of our conversation, including the progress of the Kickapoo Rail Trail, at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies again today with a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Caroline Kobzanski, Justin Malone, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.